Welcome to Come Heal Yourself with Monica Goyle on OM Times Radio. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle.
Come heal yourself. What would life be like if everyone acted for the greater good? If the world's trustworthy, caring, and consciously aware people, those who don't act from selfish motives, got together and wielded their power, what would Earth look like? Let's welcome Dane Starland, author of The Earth Citizen's Guide to Co-Creating the Greatest and Highest Good. Welcome, Dane.
Oh, thank you, Monica. Thank you for having me.
We are honored to. Thank you so much for coming to our show. So, Dane, tell us about ourselves, about your journey, and the purpose for writing this book.
Well, it's been a long journey, I have to say. Just a little bit about me. I grew up in a very small town in southeastern Colorado, a booming metropolis of about 200 people. But I didn't live in town, so I was a country kid.
Yeah.
But I had a graduating class of 10 people in high school. And five of those people I started first grade with. So it was a very small community. And
wow.
So I wanted to see the world a little bit. So once I graduated from high school, I went to college in Fort Collins at Colorado State University, and I got a degree in psychology there, bachelor's degree. And then I started in the working world, and I just didn't feel like I'd seen enough of the world. So I got a wild hair one day, and I joined the Peace Corps. And I went and spent 2 years in the Philippines working in rice irrigation, water management, and then I taught introductory social sciences at the University of the Philippines.
So
and once I got back from there, I still didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, but I was a changed person. The Peace Corps experience really changed my life. It showed me how a lot of people outside the United States live, and that my life was going to be dedicated to doing something to help people and to help people become more at like each other and more just raise them up by their bootstraps, so to speak. So I went to graduate school at the Iliff School of Theology here in Denver, and I got a Master of Arts in Religion degree with my master's thesis was in the area of metaphysics. I wrote on the metaphysics of love, and then and also religious philosophy. And soon after I graduated, I was fortunate enough to attend a live speech by the late great Buckminster Fuller. He was an inventor and a futurist, and also he was one of the big proponents of world citizenship.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, he has a lot of quotes. You know, he says we're just all passengers on spaceship Earth. We're basically all the same. We've put up all these artificial barriers between us, whether it be race, religion, countries, languages. Those are really all just artificial barriers, and unfortunately, they divide us rather than bring us together. And he was talking about the future of humankind, and he said that if people didn't change their prominent mindset from one of being competitive to one of being more cooperative or collaborative, that the human race was basically doomed to failure. And so he challenged the crowd to find a way to try to make that happen, to change that mindset. And I thought to myself at the time, I said, well, how would you even start this process, yeah, given all the differences in the world, you know, the different cultures and religions and languages and everything else. But it seemed like a noble goal. And I ran into one of my theology professors after the speech, who had also attended the speech. And he looked at me and said, that was one of the greatest theological speeches I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. And it kind of took me aback because Mr. Fuller didn't talk about God. He talked about people. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of solidified my willingness to take on this challenge to try to make that change in mindset from competition to cooperation. But this is about 1980, so this is like long before the internet really came along. And so I tried different things and wasn't very successful about that. And then I saw the internet come along and I saw the popularity of social media. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, social media is pretty great. I mean, it helps us keep in touch with our friends and our family, and has a lot of good qualities to it, but it doesn't really do a lot to promote the positive evolution of humankind. So how can I adapt this technology to do that? And so I've spent the last 30 plus years trying to figure that out. And we finally got our website up recently. So we're just starting. I founded an organization called the United Earth Ecclesia. And that's what our website is all about. It's all an internet-based organization. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't cost anything to join, because it doesn't cost anything to be a world citizen. We're all world citizens. You do have to be an Earth citizen to become a member, though. We don't allow any ETs or aliens or those people. But the only requirement for membership is that you attest to the Earth Citizen Covenant, which is something that I wrote that with a lot of input from a lot of different sources. Hmm. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read that to you.
Please. It's such a beautiful thought that you started with, and it's such a beautiful, noble effort.
Okay, here it goes. The United Earth Ecclesia Earth Citizen Covenant reads as follows. As active United Earth citizens, we promise that we will not harm or trespass in any way on the person and property of any other United Earth citizen. Mm-hmm. That includes a promise to uphold the bonds of trust that connect all United Earth citizens who have sworn to this covenant. As loving United Earth citizens, we promise to love one another and act toward others as we would like them to act toward us. Mm-hmm. As rational United Earth citizens, we promise to promote world peace and protect every United Earth citizen's right to total individual freedom, as long as that freedom does not harm the person or property of any other United Earth citizen. Finally, as responsible United Earth citizens, we promise to strive to do everything we possibly can to protect and improve the ecology of our communal environment. So that's it. And then, you know, there's nothing there shaking there. It's kind of stuff we learned back in first grade and when we were young. But if you just think about it a minute, you know, if everybody in the world attested to this, we wouldn't have any more wars. We would all have homes to live in. We would all have food in our belly and potable water to drink. If you also think about it, if you had a choice to do business with somebody that had attested to this covenant or someone who had not, who would you choose to do business with? Mm-hmm. Or if you had a choice to have a romantic relationship with somebody, would you choose somebody that attested to this or someone who had not? Or if you had a choice to elect someone to public office, whether it be a mayor or a governor or a president or a senator, Who would you choose? Would you choose somebody that had attested to this or someone who had not? So we're trying to change that mindset and show that by being more cooperative with each other, we can accomplish much greater things. All the psychological studies they've done on competition versus cooperation have shown that the outcome for the cooperative group is much higher overall than the competitive groups.
And I think so, it's our basic nature. We have just moved away from it out of insecurity or, I don't know, the situations lead us. But
I'm sorry, Monica, you're breaking up. I can't.
I'm sorry. I think it's the Skype connection. But, probably you should continue with your thought.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you were talking about collaboration.
I don't know what our problem with the Skype is, but it's not working too well tonight. If you could repeat that, I could.
I would request you to please continue to speak. It's beautiful.
Okay. I can't understand what you're asking. I'm sorry. The Skype's just not working properly.
You were talking about a thought. Please continue to speak.
Okay. We currently have the website up, and the website is at exlo.org, and EXLO is short for Exclamation of Love. What we're trying to do is put more love in the world. We're not really a religious organization. You might call us more in the spiritual side. There is a spiritual element to it, in the fact that we're all spiritual beings in bodies made out of stardust. If you don't like the word spiritual, you can use the word metaphysical. But we're just getting going, and we want to encourage people to become members, and it's really going to be a member-driven organization. The members are going to determine the evolution, actually, of the organization, and in coherence with that, the evolution of how we want our future to be here on planet Earth.
Awesome.
What we're looking at doing is trying to identify the problems and concerns that the average person has,
And we'll continue that.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, Om Times.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we are back. Welcome back, Dane.
Oh, thank you. I can hear you much better now.
Awesome. Great. So, in your book, you have stated that your mission is to change the predominant mindset of humans from a mindset of competition to one of cooperation and collaboration. How would you accomplish that?
Well, we're going to be having a series of poll. There's one area of the website inside the members section. There's really two parts to the website. There's the non-member section and there's the members section. Inside the members section, there's an area where people can take polls. And what we're starting kind of at the macro level. We're asking, well, what is the biggest concern that you have in the world today? Is it, you know, financial crises, water, food, terrorism, government failure, income disparity, high unemployment, underemployment? So, you know, a lot of Christians ask, what would Jesus do? What we're asking is, what would the majority of average, loving, trustworthy, hardworking Earth citizens do? What is their concern?
Right.
And what do they think is the biggest problem that we have to deal with? And so by taking the polls, we can get a consensus on that. And once we get a large enough membership to get a statistically significant consensus, then we'll go ahead and do some endorsement polls and decide which is the top issue or issues that we want to deal with. And then we'll go through the same process, and the members will offer suggestions as to how we should deal with this particular problem, whether it be in terms of boycotts or in terms of letter writing or in terms of electing like-minded members to government, or whatever the members suggest. And we'll go through a process of rank ordering and voting on those solutions to determine what the best solution the members deem the most effective to deal with that problem. And then once we've come to a consensus on what solution we should all go behind, then we'll enact that solution en masse as a group and try to make those changes that we think will be beneficial to our future generations. You know, what kind of world do you want to leave to your children? It's really going to be social media with ethics and integrity. We're assembling a group of trustworthy individuals that we hope will be able to steer the course of our evolution in the future. You know, think how many billions of hours every day are spent on the internet, whether it be shopping or social media or playing games or just billions of hours a day are spent on the internet. How much of that time is really being spent towards trying to co-create a better future? I would venture to say not very much. So we're just asking our members to just devote a little bit of their internet time to help us out, to give us their thoughts, their ideas, their votes, to see where they're really at, what they think we can do, how we can do it, and then enact those changes to try to make a better world.
So how are you reaching out to these people? Or, are you inviting them to connect with you? Or you see that there is an active interest because this is such a noble purpose, and definitely all of us, all humanity, will benefit and uplift from this. So do you see it coming, all the support? Do you have a team of people?
I'm currently gathering a team. Again, we've just gotten the website up just barely a month ago, and so we're still in the throes of the growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
Like all movements, this one is, it starts out slowly and then it's going to grow.
Surely.
And,
yeah.
And then we'll reach that tipping point and that critical mass that'll give us the numbers to really make a difference. We're mm-hmm. reaching out on social media. We're reaching out like doing these programs to any way we can. You know, I've been financing this whole project out of my own pocket.
Wow.
So, and my pockets aren't very deep. So we're kind of limited on what we can do. But hopefully it resonates with people out there who want to co-create a better world for their themselves
sure.
and their children. And it, like you say, it's a noble cause. It's
yeah.
not about me or anything
yeah.
that I'm doing. It's about a better world for all of us. And if you can't yeah. get behind that, then I think you need to readjust your priorities a little bit.
Yeah, and I would really request and encourage our listeners to go to xlo.org to become a UEE member and support such a beautiful cause.
Yes, and like I said, it's not really going to cost you anything except mm-hmm. a little bit of your time. And also, you know, I read the Earth Citizen Covenant, and if you look at it, it's hard to live up to that covenant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it takes some effort. I've always said the hardest thing to do in the whole wide world is to love everybody else unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what we're asking people to do. Do it to the best of your ability. We're all human. We all have weaknesses and shortcomings. But as long as we're trying to do the best we can, that's all we can ask.
And I mean, as a group, we can always support and uplift each other and be there, you know, whenever we are going astray, you know, the other companion, other member can help us.
Yes,
you know?
And we're trying to break down those barriers. That's the beautiful thing about the internet. I mean, we can reach people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what their political situation is or their personal situation, the internet kind of helps us to break down those barriers of race and religion and language and all of those different things, that all those artificial divisions that we've actually created ourselves to put
mm-hmm.
between ourselves. The internet is the most powerful tool that mankind's ever invented. So we need to use the power of that tool to try to do what we can to make a better world.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds idealistic, but if we don't do it, who's going to do it? I mean, the governments are not going to do it. The religions are not going to do it. They all have their own agendas. Corporations certainly aren't going to do that. They're into making money, not creating a better world. Fortunately, there's some corporations out there
mm-hmm.
that are starting to see the light, and you know, we could use some support, financial support, whether that
mm-hmm.
be in the form of a sponsor or something like that. I noticed you have sponsors on your program. We currently don't have any sponsors, but if anybody out there has an idea for a sponsor or anything like that to help us defray the cost of the website and everything, we'd be more than happy to listen to them. We do have some mechanisms in place to help defray those financial expenses. We have what is called a registered collective mark.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with what that is.
No.
But it's the best example I could give of that is, have you ever seen a real estate agent advertise themselves as a
mm-hmm.
realtor?
Yeah.
Well, a realtor, the word realtor is a collective, registered collective mark. They have to belong to a group,
mm-hmm.
a specific group, to display that sign of realtor. And so ours is a little different. Ours is a what we call an exclamation of love mark, and it looks like a heart on
mm-hmm.
top of a plus sign. And the reason we got that is because we just want to add more love into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And by definition, a registered collective mark can only be displayed by a member of the organization. And
mm-hmm.
so we have products on the website that you can buy that have that registered collective mark on it. And it's going to serve two purposes.
Mm-hmm.
if somebody sees you have a hat or a water bottle or a shirt or something with that registered collective mark and they don't know what it is, they may ask you about it. And, and that gives a perfect opportunity to tell them about the United Earth Ecclesia and what we're trying to do. And gives just a conversation starter. And on the other hand, also, if you're sitting in a restaurant and maybe your server comes up and she has an exclamation of love pin on her blouse, you'll know that she's a member of the organization, and you'll know that she's attested to the Earth Citizen Covenant, and you'll know that she's probably just a friend that you just haven't met yet. So it gives a chance for members to be able to connect also.
That's a great idea. Definitely a wonderful idea. You know, I'm sure as we all get together, it will be a huge success. It's something very positive, and it's something that we need in this world.
Yes,
and it has to start somewhere. So, like you said, you know, who will take the initiative?
Right, and I'm crazy enough to think I can make a difference in the world, so I took on the task of doing that.
We are definitely grateful for that. In your book, you mentioned something called Lenergy. What is Lenergy?
Well, Lenergy is again something I wrote my master's thesis on, and. How I came about it is I kind of looked at all the different – well, my biggest question at that point in my life in my early 20s was how do I reconcile science and religion? Those were the two predominant things in my mind, and they just didn't quite jive with each other, you know. I mean, how do miracles happen? Mm-hmm. You know, how do things like ESP happen? I mean, there has to be some kind of physical thing to happen there. And so looking at most religions, they have this concept of love and of in some form. And looking at science, if you look at Einstein's theories of relativity and the famous E equals MC squared, we're basically all energy. We're just all energy in a human body. All material items are made out of energy. And so combining those two concepts, the concept of love and the concept of energy, I came up with the term Lenergy.
We have to take a short break here, Dane.
Okay.
And we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Okay.
So please stay tuned with us.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
we are back, and we were talking about Lenergy. Welcome back, Dane.
Oh, thank you, Monica.
So, yeah, so you were explaining what Lenergy is, and it was yes. your research topic.
Yes, and, you know, I was combining the concept, the universal concept of love and the scientific universal concept of energy. But it's little. Lenergy is actually a little bit more than that. Just combining love and energy. If you look at some of the Eastern religions, you know the Buddhists. They have a concept called chi. The Hindus have a concept of prana, there's the Tao, and the thing is that those energies are just kind of energy, life energy. Okay, they're just out there. But what the difference between those and what Lenergy is really focus by a conscious being. You know, God created the world out of love. You know, and so and we are in God's image. Co-creators of the world. I don't know if you've ever heard of an idea called process theology, but process theology says that God contributes to our growth, we contribute to God's growth, and it goes back and forth as God grows, we grow. And so, and how we're made in God's image is that we're also creators. But to create something, you have to have a focus. And what we're doing, Lenergy is really focused energy of love, or focused energy of just energy of the chi or the prana. And so it's really focused. You know, God had all this prana and chi out there, but until he really focused and decided to create people or create the universe, and nothing really happened. So you got to have this focus of a sentient or a conscious being in order to co-create something that's going to endure for the ages.
Yeah.
Does that explain Lenergy to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just need that focus and that to co-create, the collective focus to co-create our better future.
True. So another concept you mentioned in your book is political networking of
Networking, yes, for collective consensus. And I kind of played on the word political because my concept is political, P-O-L-L, with two L's. And again, that's where we're going back to the polls at the website to use polls and the votes on surveys to collectively determine what we want to focus on, what we want to co-create, and how we want to do it. So that's, you know, that's it in a nutshell. Political networking for collective consensus is just using polls to determine the path that we want to move forward on.
Okay. Great. So what types of polls and surveys do you have?
Well, we have kind of three different categories on there. One is the issues of concern, which is, like I said, the first one we're asking people. And I went to the World Economic Forum's Global Risks Report of 2014, and they listed 10 top issues that they thought were the most pressing in 2014. Again, those were things like financial crises in key economies, water crises, food crises, failure of climate change mitigation and adaptation, greater incidence of extreme weather events, global governance failure, profound political and social instability, income disparity, high unemployment and underemployment, and failure of major financial mechanisms and institutions. So we're starting out at the macro level. What is the biggest problem the world faces right now, in our members' opinion? We could have done it the other way and started at the micro level, but I'm a kind of a big picture guy, so I'd like to start big, and might as well go big or go home, you know. So we want to see which one of those issues is the most pressing, people think is the most pressing. And, you know, we're not asking for a lot of time. You know, it takes 10 seconds to give us your vote on that. And then, again, once we get a significant number of members and have statistically significant results that they're not due to chance, then we'll go ahead and move forward with the next phase of that as to how we can help alleviate that problem.
Great. Awesome. So how many members are you looking to have in the organization?
Well, the sky's the limit, really. Like I said, if everybody in the whole world attested to the Earth Citizen Covenant, we'd have the world that we want already, mm-hmm. because everybody would be living in harmony with each other. We're looking at hopefully having 100,000 by the end of this year.
Awesome.
But right now, we're still in the founding members period, and so there's some special benefits for founding members, special lifetime benefits. Mm-hmm. One of those, inside the members area, we have a business directory page, and founding members will receive a free business listing on that. Mm-hmm. In my book, there's a whole section dedicated to the possibilities of the evolution of the website itself and what we can add to make it a better experience for everyone and make it more productive. And one of those is kind of a Craigslist type area where people can, you know, advertise jobs or things for sale or those kind of things. And another area could possibly be like a matchmaking area. Mm-hmm. And then there's we'll have chat rooms and we'll have bulletin boards where people can post things. There is another area on the website right now where it's like the community forum where people can post whatever is important to them, mm-hmm. For the other members to read. We're just getting started and we just need members right now. We need the founding members, the business directory. They get that free listing, and hopefully down the road when we have 100,000 members, that's going to be very valuable for people to, again, promote their goods and services to other like-minded people. Hmm. Like we were talking about before, where if you want to do business with somebody, who would you choose to do business
right.
with? You want to do some business with like-minded people, people that are, you know, dedicated to not destroying the earth, but making it a better place.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful idea. And, you know, I really pray a lot of people come together and we are all able to make a difference in the world, make it beautiful, positive, collaborative, and raise the vibration of this Earth planet. So, Dane, tell me, are you available to speak to groups about UEE?
Oh, yes, I'm more than happy to speak about it. Again, this is my mission, so I'll speak to any group that I can about this. As long as my schedule permits me to do that, I'll be more than happy to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at also doing some webinars and everything like that, so I can reach more people. I've even toyed around with having a radio show like yours, but at this point right now, I just don't have the time to commit to that.
Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of radio shows that you can be, you know.
Yes, and I've done several of these, and interestingly enough, most of the hosts of the programs that I've been on have become members of the organization, which that makes me very happy.
That's awesome. And where can we buy your books, and what all formats are they available?
Okay, the books are available in print, mm-hmm. or as ebooks, Or also I did audiobook versions of those.
Oh, beautiful.
So you can buy the audiobooks at Amazon or Audition, and you can get the books also at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or you get a little better price if you buy them directly off the website.
Okay, so you have your books in all formats on your website as well.
Yes, yes. Also on the website, there's some freebies. There's actually some excerpts, both PDF and audio excerpts from the book. So if people are not sure if they want to buy the book, they can go and download a free section of the books. I actually have two books, the Earth Citizen's Guide to Co-Creating the Greatest and Highest Good. And then I have another book that's called UEs or Not UEs, That is the Question. And that one's kind of an introduction to the whole concept. It's a fictional account set 5 years in the future, you know, where it goes through one day of this young lady's life. Mm-hmm. And in one scenario, one of the scenarios in the book, she is a member of the organization, and the other scenario, she is not a member of the organization. And the book deals and shows what the difference was in her day by being a member of the organization or not being a member of the organization. So I just kind of had fun with that. The initials of the organization, United Earth Ecclesia, are UEE. Mm-hmm. So I used that in the title. UEs or not UEs, that is the question. And that's what we're asking people to determine after they read the book, whether they should become a member of the UEE or are not a member of the UEE.
Wonderful.
So that I just had fun with that book. The other book is really a guide to all the tools that we can use to co-create a better world, whether that be meditation and prayer to raise our vibrations, like you were talking about, or the concept of Lenergy, or again the website, and several other things that are in there, just on how we can work together to make the best world that we can.
That's a beautiful idea. And, you know, all our best wishes with that effort. And really, we feel so honored to have you as a guest and wish you the best. And I'm sure there will be a lot of support coming in this beautiful effort. And we definitely need a collective energy there. Thank you so much once again, Dane. And wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, Monica. Again, the website is exlo.org. Real easy.
Awesome. Namaste.
Namaste to you also.
And let's stay connected.
Okay.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And we are back, dear listeners. And as we are starting this new year, I would love to do a cleansing and clearing breath meditation with you all. If you are not in a quiet space, if you are driving, don't worry about it. The show is always recorded and you can always come back to this meditation. Otherwise, let's close our eyes. Spine straight, palms facing up, or just in a comfortable position with spine straight. And sorry, we got disconnected for a moment. Let's start taking deep breaths. Deep breath in. Hold for a moment. Let it go. Slowly and completely. And as you are breathing in, feel your breath fully. Feel it entering your nostrils. Feel the temperature. Feel the breath. The temperature of the breath, whether it's warm or cool. How does it feel as you inhale? And as you exhale, taking deep, effortless breaths. Now allow this breath to go deeper in your belly, breathing in from your nostrils, taking it all the way down to your belly. Bring it to the base of your spine. Moving the breath up your spine to your head and out of your nostrils. Making a complete loop. Feeling the breath as it enters your nostrils. Goes down your throat, your heart, your abdomen, deep down in your belly, coming to your to the base of your spine, moving up your spine to your head and out of your nostrils. Cleansing and polishing your energy centers, your chakras, and energizing them with your breath. Connecting your body and mind with your breath. Keeping your focus on your breath. Breathing in fully. from your nostrils, down your belly, base of your spine, up your head, and out of your nostrils. Continue to do this. Anytime your mind starts wandering, gently bring it back to the breath. Healing can only happen when we clear ourselves, clear the space to receive more. And the right breathing releases all the toxins, whether those are physical, emotional, mental, raising and uplifting our spiritual energy, connecting us to who we are. Keep breathing. This might be a bit tiring and can bring up a lot of stuff to the surface, so you can release it. But once that has happened, you'll feel so much lighter and relaxed. Complete the loop. And lie down if you are able to. Otherwise, keep sitting, keeping your eyes closed. And feel the beautiful white beam of light entering your head from the top of your head. Beautiful, angelic, white light entering the top of your head, releasing every bit of tension that came up, every bit of discomfort and pain. Moving down, soothing your eyes, relaxing your facial muscles, releasing all the tension from your neck, taking away all that weight from your shoulders, pain and tension from your back, moving down your arms, palms and fingers, filling your heart with so much love, peace and joy. Releasing all the anxiety and fear from your abdomen. Moving down your thighs. Unblocking that stuck energy from your knees. your legs. Soothing your tired feet. Feel the beautiful white light circulating in your whole body, refreshing you, rejuvenating you. Shedding all that extra weight and pressure that's not yours. Feeling lighter and more relaxed. Cleansed. Healed, connected, knowing you are love, peace, joy, and light. Here to be happy, healthy, prosperous in every way. Lots of love and blessings. Until next week, have a blissful life. Namaste.